Good morning. How are you this morning? Trust that you're feeling well. Thank you for joining us. You're connected with the Maximum Radio Network, and you're on the program Global Time with Jesus Christ. Today's Friday. Praise the Lord. He brought us through another week of work and business and life, loving, caring, sharing, and giving. It's Friday, October 25, and it's 2013. If you're having a birthday today, well, God bless you with many, many, many more. We thank you for joining us, and our episode or program title specifically has to do with the one who shows us things to come. And of course, that's none other than the Lord himself. He's the one, and we're meeting with him. We are keeping an appointment with him today. Want to just touch on a topic quickly to encourage our hearts. I thank God for you and your commitment to being a part of our prayer life, so to speak. We're doing this daily. Our lives depend on it. And so I thank God for the opportunity that he's given to us to do this on such a regular and consistent basis. And we are praying for a variety of reasons. We find it important to pray. Number one, because it helps us to get to know our Heavenly Father better. I'm getting to know him better the more I pray. It's phenomenal, I can tell you that. It enables us to express our needs to him. We feel comfortable doing that. And then through our intercessory prayer, we are actually ministering to other people, people who need our prayers. And that's wonderful that we can stand in the gap and bridge the gap on behalf of others. And what we try to do is pray God's word. And what that does, it builds our faith. And that's because it's a two-way conversation with God. And through prayer, we learn to ascertain his voice speaking to us. We get more familiar with his voice. And prayer certainly helps us to focus on the things of God, those things that are eternal. It is difficult for me to be in prayer and not connect that to the eternal. And you'll find that prayer, and have found, I'm sure, that prayer ushers us into meditation and worship. And through prayer, we confess our sins, and God is faithful to keep his word, 1 John 1:9, that he would forgive us, wash us, cleanse us. And one of the most important components of what we do is giving thanks. Thank you, Father, for this day, this great day that you've given to us. We thank you. It's a day that comes from your loving and kind hand, a day given to us so that we can express our thoughts, our thanks, our worship. It can all flow to you. And God wants to meet our needs in response to our prayers. So we thank you, Father, for the opportunity. Let's quickly preface our prayer session with a couple of the promises that God has given specifically concerning prayer. Specific promises. God wants to build our faith today. He's building something brick by brick. And if we look at Job chapter 22, verse 26 through 27, it says, "For then shall thou have thy delight in the Almighty, and shall lift up, the face unto God. Thou shalt make thy prayer unto him, and he shall hear thee." And then David records in Psalm 91, verse 14 through 16, he says, "Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and shew him my salvation." That's awesome. That's a huge promise. He says, "I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and shew him my salvation." And then there's another promise that says, "And it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer, and while they are yet speaking, I will hear." That's from the prophet Isaiah in the 65th chapter and 24th verse. And finally, Jeremiah the prophet shares with us God's thoughts and God's words in the first chapter in the 12th verse. It says, "I will hasten my word to perform it." Well, two or three is a witness, and we've had more than two or three witnesses of his repeated response to prayer. Well, welcome. God bless you on this wonderful day. It's Friday, October the 25th. And your lines are open. God wants to hear from all of us. He wants to hear our praise report. I hear a voice
praise
coming
the
in.
The Lord.
Amen.
Bless
praise
the
his
Lord.
Name.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.
Bless his holy name.
Praise God. Good morning to all of the saints. Good morning to you, my pastor. I have an awesome praise report. It took
Amen.
Everything in me to hold it down from yesterday till this morning. But I thank God that he allowed me to see this morning, and I can share this praise report with everyone. I thank God. Yesterday morning I received a text from my girlfriend Rosemary, who we've been praying
yes.
for. I to go back a bit, you know, she originally had cancer, breast cancer, and had a mastectomy. That was last year. And a few months ago, cancer showed up again, and how long she had to be hospitalized and started chemotherapy and all of that. And she texted me yesterday, and when she first went back into the hospital, the doctors had gave her the news that one of her lungs had collapsed. Well, on yesterday, she texted me to tell me that she had seen the doctors the day before, and they told her that the lung has reinflated.
Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the Lord. And she said that she knew that it was God and only him that could have done that. So we
Hallelujah.
Give God praise. We give him praise. We give him praise. We give him
Thank
all
you,
of the glory because he hears
you,
the answer prayers. He is
Hallelujah.
Still in the miracle working business. What is not
glory
possible with man is still possible with him. Lord,
Hallelujah.
We thank you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we bless
Hallelujah.
Your name. You alone are worthy,
God.
thank you, God. We thank you for the prayers of a righteous man availeth much. So we thank you, God, that our prayers, we know that they are not in vain. Yes, Lord,
yes.
God, you tell us to bring our supplications and make them known to you, God. So we thank you this morning. We thank you.
Yes.
We thank you. And
we praise
pray
your name.
Yes, Lord.
Glorify
Lord,
your name.
You is only you. It's only
yes.
you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank
you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you for that great praise report.
Thank you,
Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise his name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our God reigns. Hallelujah. He reigns in majesty and in power. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
He's able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we might ask for
things. Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes. He's responding to our prayers. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, he is.
Hallelujah.
And I have a praise report also.
Okay,
you,
come on in.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory be to God. I just want to thank all the intercessors and the prayer warriors for praying for Adriana concerning the report. She has done great concerning the evaluation, and she's following through as far as the meetings and going to classes as far as parenthood. So I just want to praise God for all that he's doing, and we continue to believe God for her salvation.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. We were inquiring on yesterday, Sister Denise, about your how you are doing following your surgical procedure. How are you doing?
Well, praise the Lord, I'm doing just fine. I'm still walking on the crutch, but I thank God for the speedy recovery, because it's like, everybody is so amazed that, oh my gosh, I should be in great pain, but it's I have a little pain, but it's not much. And I praise God for just, you know, answering prayers. And today I have to go back to the doctor for him to remove the stitches from the knee.
Well,
so all is well. Praise the Lord.
Pain is, although, you know, we don't like pain, neither do we ask for it. And I speak
right.
for myself particularly. But one of the things I've learned to this point in life that there's a pain that's an indication of healing.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. There's a pain that's an indication of the healing process that is ongoing. And it sounds to me that is exactly what you're experiencing.
Yes.
It reminds you that God is at work. He's the one that made you. He knows exactly how to treat you, how to be your ultimate doctor. And so we thank God for that. Report. My wife and I, we were somehow we came into our thoughts and we were wondering. And in fact, she indicated that she wanted to call you to check up on you.
Yes.
And I think that's how it started. But thank you for joining us and sharing that wonderful praise report. Thanks is in order. Thanks is as much a prayer as any prayer request. Then we thank God. And there's a couple of things. There's something that I want to share with you. There, you will recall that we have prayed for our neighborhoods, our community. We prayed for the members of the gangs and those kinds of things, looking for God to just, he's the one that has all the solutions to those issues. And well, yesterday, as soon as we I was leaving to head to the office, before I could get to the gate, the driveway, which I was heading in to do that, And I heard someone calling, hailing my name, Pastor. And so I looked, and it was this person in our community that is known as someone that's involved in the business of drugs, if you will, and so on and so forth. So I was quite curious to know what was on his mind. And he said, I need you all to do me a big favor. And I said, what would that be? And he said, I need a letter from my counselor to show that I'm doing something in the community. So I'm listening carefully, and I kind of knew, had a sense of what was going on there, because often the courts will sentence a person, you know, outside of sending them to prison, give them hours of community service as an indicator of tracking them, as well as having them do something positive. So he said to me, I need a letter. Could you get me a letter? I says, well, okay, well, exactly what do you want? I knew where it was leading, but I wanted to hear him say. And he says, well, I have 100 hours. And I said, okay. I says, well, if you come up to the office, I'm hurrying to get there because I have an appointment. I says, I will get your information and get your get you the letter that you can present. Well, in fact, it's not his counselor, it's his probation officer, but he seemed quite stressed about getting the letter and as well as doing. He says, well, you know, I can come there, and I'd rather be helping out in the community rather than sitting waiting for the police to come and harass me and all of that. And he says, I'll come and I'll sign in, you know, give me a paper that I'm, you know, that's tracking my activity and so on. I says, well, we already have a database, a computer system set up. That's what we do, you know. And I didn't think he knew that, but somehow we deal with so many people in our community in regards to that kind of thing, community services. I mean, we have tons of paperwork and files and computer info tracking people that the courts have sent to us to do that. So he didn't show up yesterday, so I don't know. But the point I'm making here, you know, you have to be careful of what you pray for. Because God answers. He answers. So I'm looking forward to the opportunity, if in fact it is that, to you know, to just get to, I mean, they see our lives in the community, and they know who we are and what we are about in terms of practice of faith. So now we may get to share as God guides, you know, and just rubbing shoulders may be of great significance in the spiritual realm. So let us just want you to agree with us, bringing the weight of prayer continually to this situation, because this person is a key person in the area as it relates to what the atmosphere is like. So God is stirring the atmosphere, if you will. He's disturbing the status quo. Yep. And so I know I hadn't seen this person for a few, and so I only could speculate about where they were. And sure enough, they were being held. And so some things are being disrupted, if you will, if you know what I mean. Father, we thank you for all of these victories that you've given to your people. You've given your people victory because we know and you have established that you do answer prayer. You says, then you shall call upon me, and we shall go and pray unto you, and you will hearken to us. And that is what you're doing. You also said, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and shew thee great and mighty things, which thou knowest not. Well, Father, we are seeing those things. We don't know, but you're showing us. You're the one who shows us things to come. Who will show us if it's not you? We cannot know. Only you can. You can give us insight and understanding, and it's the most valuable thing we need in this season, because its spiritual warfare is intense. So we thank you, Lord, for the access that you've given us, that we can come into your presence with prayer and praise and thanksgiving. Thank you for receiving us. And Father, you're showing us that you do answer prayer. Thank you for all of the prayers that you've received and are answering. And we're committed to just following you, following your directions. We thank you, Lord, for this gentleman, this brother, that somehow you're getting through to him, even though he may not even realize it, but you're stirring the atmosphere in his spirit, stirring the atmosphere around him, causing him, Lord, to move in ways that he may not yet understand. But we know, because you are showing us great and mighty things. And we are thanking you today for what you're doing. Thank you for moving on Adriana, now that she is following, Lord, a process that has been laid out by you to help her. Cause her to be strong and to be confident in going forward as you work to heal her, to heal her from the inside out, to stir the atmosphere in her life for the cause of Christ, to create what is not there, and that is peace, direction, stability, strength, faith. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We thank you, Lord. We praise
your
name. Continue to keep her looking steadfastly forward. Not to look back, but to keep going forward and keep looking up north to you in the name of Jesus, so that your light and glory will show forth, radiate even to others, for a great witness of the living God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Oh God. Yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Father. And thank you, Father, for strengthening Denise.
Thank you,
touching
Lord.
Her, bringing her through these procedures. For a great test.
For
thank
a great
you.
Test.
A great testimony. Of God's
you,
goodness and God's mercy. We thank you
yes,
for her healing
God.
And her complete 100% recovery. Thank
yeah,
you for
thank
that.
You.
100%. And continue
you,
great reports from
thank
the doctors.
You,
in Jesus' name.
Yes,
we thank
in Jesus'
you
name.
Being the head doctor on her team.
Yes,
and you've done
yes, Lord.
What
yes,
tends to heal it. The healing in Jesus' name.
Yes,
in
oh
Jesus
God.
Name. Thank you for
in
the complete
Jesus
recovery as she moves forward with her therapy and all of those things that she needs. Thank you for providing health. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
God. Thank
glory
Jesus.
To God.
Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Does anyone else have a praise report or a prayer request?
Yes,
it's so exciting.
Morning.
Hallelujah.
Good morning,
yes.
Doctor.
Yes.
Good
morning.
Good morning, Saint. I have a prayer request for myself. I have some blood work to go and do today, and it is a few years ago I had a problem with my liver, and so far for the past 3 years everything has been good, but I have to go for blood work every 6 months, and today I'm due to go for my blood work to make sure that everything is okay. And I'm asking for prayer that when I go for my blood work, that everything, my blood count will be fine and everything will be lined up. What happened, my liver usually produces too much enzyme for my body, and when that happens, my whole body go into, my whole body get well. So I'm praying that when I go this morning for my blood work, that everything will be fine and that my liver enzyme will be normal.
Amen. Amen. What I would ask you to do is to put your right hand on the affected part, or rather the part of your body that we're wanting to strengthen. We're wanting prayers and the healing power of God to continue, the maintaining power, the health and life-giving power of God to continue to function. All of us have a part of us that is, more or less needs help from the rest of our body, because, you know, it's our DNA and we've been born with weaknesses as such. And however, God is the one, he's the sustainer, and we're calling on him. So we say put the right hand, because the right hand, based on scripture, is the hand of favor. And a hand is not a hand. The right hand, that's where Jesus is sitting, at the right hand of the Father. He's not sitting on the left hand. So put your hand in the affected part, and if there's anyone else that has a similar issue in their body where they feel some kind of, or have had some kind of weakness and want to maintain strength and life, put your hand there, and we're going to pray. Father, we thank you for the power that you have, and we stand on your promises that by your stripes, by the stripes of the Son, we are healed. And Father, we know our bodies are but flesh, but our spirits are part of what you created. You created us. You issued forth breath into our mortal bodies. And now, Father, we thank you for strengthening us in those areas where there may be genetic weaknesses. We ask for strength and the maintenance of health. Health, we speak to those parts of our bodies in the name of Jesus, that they continue to function at the maximum level that maintains wellness and health. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, we speak to the level of the cell.
Yes, in the name of Jesus.
The cell, cellular strength, cellular alignment with health and healing. In Jesus' name, every tissue now becomes,
thank you, bread of heaven, yes,
strengthened. Every organ becomes reinforced.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. So we thank you. You are the God that heals us.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So we thank you for a great report for Christine of health and of strength.
Yes.
Let me say this, saints. when you think of your body as not something just to occupy, but it's your body enables you to serve. So God is having you, if he's having you to serve him in whatever way, then he must offer health and strength.
Yes.
Even in the millennium, it says there'll be a tree that bears, there'll be trees that bear 12 kinds of fruit for the healing of the nation.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Yes. God is the maintainer. He is the maintainer. And so we thank him for keeping us in one piece, if you will, as we use our body to serve him. Well, tomorrow, two things happen on tomorrow. And one is my wife's birthday is on tomorrow.
Yes.
God bless her.
God bless her.
She's, it's the 26th of October, and that's not her age now. That's just her birthday. So tomorrow is her birthday. Also tomorrow is the women's ministry has a luncheon on tomorrow, and it looks like it's going to be awesome. And that's tomorrow at 3 o'clock, from 3 to 6. So you want to be on time. I know a lot of preparations have been made and are being made for that event. It looks to be a blessing. I'd like to finally throw out something to you that you want to meditate on. I'm so thankful for you that you are committed to this prayer life, and your faithfulness has been outstanding. And God has dropped in my spirit that sometime early next year, God willing, that we should have a prayer event where we can get together. It could be a breakfast or a luncheon or something. We can get together around food. You know, God doesn't mind that at all. In fact, there's going to be a marriage supper when he returns. So God is about food, and but so that we can get together. So that's something that you may want to meditate on and begin to pray about, intercede for, as a possibility for next spring or something like that, or mid spring, and so that we could do that. That would be something awesome. Well, praise God. We've been brought through another week. God has safely brought us through, ministered to our lives, in our lives, through our lives this week. I'm sure your life has touched someone in some way, even if it's only through your prayers. But continue to be steadfast, standing firm, faithful, with great hope and anticipation. And may God keep you in a mighty, mighty way, perfecting you continually in Jesus' name. We thank you and we love you with the love of the Lord. And we're looking forward to joining with you on Monday again. Thank you so much. And Christine, let us know of the praise report. When it happens.
I will, Pastor.
We're thanking you. We're anticipating.
Praise the Lord. Praise
Hallelujah.
The Lord. Have a blessed day, everyone. Have a blessed day.
Thank
you. Count an awesome day and tomorrow.
Yes. Have a wonderful worship Sunday.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. We have a special guest. We have Denise Reed and Kevin Reed from New Zealand with us on Sunday, forget, 11 o'clock sharp.
Amen.
Tomorrow.
Amen.
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 All is well.